Well, this looks permanent.
It is.
Where do you fit into all this?
You're in my charge, that's all.
Yes, but you're in this cell with me. And when we were marched here, the guns were pointed just as hard at you as at me. Let me ask you something. You said your country was beaten once. By whom?
By the Empire.
Here.
What are you... What?
It's all right. We can talk now. With that on your wrist, they won't hear a thing.
What do you want?
Look. You make noises like a patriot. Your own world has been smashed up by the Empire, and here you are, collaborating with the Emperor's general. It doesn't make sense.
I've played my part. A conquering Imperial Viceroy is dead because of me.
Really? When?
40 years ago.
40 years ago? That's a long time to live on memories. Does the General know about it?
Yes.
And still you want the Empire to win?
May the Empire and all its works perish in eternal catastrophe. But I have children now and grandchildren. The General knows where to find them.
So, you killed a Viceroy once. You know, I'm beginning to remember a few things. We had a mayor once named Hober Mallow. He visited Suwena, and he met a man named Bar.
That was my father, Onam Bar. What do you know of all this?
What every trader on the Foundation knows. Just the same, I'd like to see you prove that you're the son of Onam Bar, the sixth and youngest to escape the massacre.
Look here, then.
Well, that's Mallow's monogram, all right. The design is 50 years old. I believe you. A man-sized atomic shield is proof enough for me.
It is what one would expect from the enlightened wisdom of His Imperial Majesty to send so competent an observer as yourself.
The eyes of the Emperor are everywhere. Yet still it would seem that too great an emphasis is being placed upon the difficulties of this campaign. To desire more forces under these circumstances would savor almost of incapacity. Or worse, had you not already given sufficient proof of your boldness.
But there is a difference between boldness and blindness. You might as well ask why the same man sprints boldly over an obstacle course in the day and falls over the furniture at night.
Dramatic, but not satisfactory. You have been to this barbarian world yourself.
I beg you to remember, Lord Brodrig, that a world which has developed in isolation for 2 centuries cannot be interpreted to the point of intelligent attack by a month's visit.
But you have this enemy prisoner.
Nor can a single prisoner, and furthermore, one who has no close connection with the enemy world, introduce me to all the inner secrets of enemy strategy.
I take it you have questioned him.
I have.
Well?
It has been useful, but not vitally so. His ship is tiny of no account. Naturally, there is a good deal about its workings that I do not understand. But then, I am not a tech man.
But you have among you those who are.
I, too, am aware of that. But they have far to go before they can meet my needs. I have already sent for experts who understand the workings of the atomic field circuit the ship contains. I have received no answer.
Men of that caliber cannot be spared, General. Surely there must be one man in your entire province who understands atomics?
If there were, I would have him repairing the motors of 2 of my own ships.
Oh, why is that?
2 ships of mine are lacking sufficient power and are condemned to consolidating positions behind the lines.
You are not unique in that respect, General. The Emperor has similar troubles. Has a psychic probe been used upon this prisoner?
A superannuated one that failed me the one time I needed it. I set it up during the prisoner's sleep and received nothing. And there is not one of my tech men who can tell me why it failed.
I think I had better speak to this trader myself.
Certainly.
Alone.
Certainly. However, since the trader is at my permanent base, you will have to leave the front at an interesting moment.
Interesting? In what way?
My preparations are now complete. Within a week,
The 20th Fleet of the Empire advances towards the core of the resistance.
Suppose I were to blast him.
Who, Rios?
Yes.
Assassination isn't the answer. I tried it once when I was 20 and it solved nothing. I removed a villain from Siwenna, but the Imperial yoke remained.
But Rios isn't just a villain. He's the whole army. It would fall apart without him.
There are other armies and other leaders. There is Brodrig, for instance. He could demand hundreds of ships where Rios must struggle with 10. I know him by reputation.
Who is this Brodrig?
He's the Emperor's advisor in all things and loyal only by necessity. They say there is no way to the Emperor but through him, and no way to him but through infamy.
And he's the one the Emperor sent to keep an eye on Rios. I've an idea. Suppose this Brodrig takes a dislike to Rios.
Probably has already. He's not noted for a capacity for liking.
But suppose it got really bad, and the Emperor heard about it. Rios would be in trouble.
Quite likely. But how do you propose to get it to happen?
I don't know. I suppose Brodrig could be bribed.
Oh, yes. But even if you reached his scale, it wouldn't be worth it. There's probably no one so easily bribed, but he lacks even the fundamental honesty of honorable corruption. He doesn't stay bribed, not for any sum. Think of something else.
There must be some way to make it work.
Lord Brodrig is coming to see you.
Brodrig? When?
Tomorrow.
How do you know?
Because the captain told me to have my men ready for dress review by him. I just thought I'd warn you.
Thank you, Sergeant. I appreciate it. But there was really no need.
Oh, you don't know. There are the most terrible stories about him. They say he has men with blast guns who follow him everywhere, and when he wants a laugh, he just tells them to blast down anyone they meet. And they do. They say he'd like to kill the general, but he can't, because our general's a match for anyone. And he knows about Lord Brodrig. So, you be careful. Watch him.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you very much. Now all we need is the bait, and Brodrig will bite.
You say your name is Devers.
That's right. Sir.
So, Devers, it seems our general is fighting an apparently meaningless war with frightful energy over a world at the end of nowhere, which, to a logical man, would seem not worth a single blast of a single gun. Yet the general is not illogical. On the contrary, I would say that he was extremely intelligent. Do you follow me?
I can't say that I do, sir.
Now listen further, then. The general would not waste his ships and men on a sterile feat of glory. Now, if you were my prisoner, and had told me as little as you have told the general, I would slit open your abdomen and strangle you with your own intestines. My, you are a silent fellow. According to the general, even a psychic probe made no impression. Well, Devers, I too have a psychic probe. One that ought to suit you particularly well.
That looks like money.
It is money. The best money in the Empire, because it is backed by my own estates, which are more extensive even than the Emperor's. 100,000 credits. Here. Yours.
Well, for what? All trade goes in two directions.
For what? For the truth. What is the general after?
What do you mean, what's he after? The Empire, of course.
How will beating these barbarians give him the Empire?
Look, the Foundation has secrets. Uh-huh. Books, old books. So old that their language is known only to a few. And the secrets are shrouded in ritual and religion, and none may use them. I tried, and now I'm here. And there's a death sentence waiting for me there.
I see. And these old secrets. Come, for 100,000 credits, I deserve more information than that.
The transmutation of elements.
I have been told that practical transmutation is impossible by the laws of atomics.
Oh, so it is if atomic forces are used. There are sources of power greater than the atom. If the Foundation had used those sources as I suggested...
The General is, I am sure, aware of all this. But what does he intend doing once he finishes this skirmish?
With transmutation, he controls the whole economy of your empire. Mineral holdings will be worthless when Rios can make tungsten out of aluminium and iridium out of iron. There'll be the greatest economic upheaval the Empire has ever seen, and only Rios will be able to control it. He's got the Foundation by the scruff of the neck now, and once he's finished it, he'll be Emperor within 2 years.
So, do you know that the Foundation has been in communication with the General?
Huh?
You're surprised. Well, why not? They offered him 100 tons of iridium a year to make peace. No wonder our rigidly incorruptible General refused, when he can have the iridium and the Empire as well. You have earned your money, trader. But one reminder. My servants here have neither middle ears, tongues, education, nor intelligence. They can neither hear, speak, nor write. But they are very expert at interesting executions. I have bought you for 100,000 credits. Should you at any time repeat our conversation to Rios, you will be executed. My way.
Welcome, gentlemen. Sit down. I haven't much time. In the first place, Patrician, your Selden is losing.
Indeed.
Oh, to be sure, he battles well, for every planet is defended viciously, and once taken is as much trouble to hold as to conquer. But they are taken, and they are held. Selden is losing.
He has not yet lost.
Oh, the Foundation itself retains less optimism. They offer me millions in order that I may not put this Selden to the final test.
So rumour has it.
Does it also mention that Lord Broderick is now second in command at his own request?
His own request? How did that happen? Or are you getting to like the fellow?
No. It's just that he bought the office at what I consider to be a fair price.
Which was?
A request to the Emperor for reinforcements.
So he's communicated with the Emperor, has he? And I take it that you're just waiting for those reinforcements, that they'll come in a day now, right?
Wrong. They have already come. 5 ships of the line with a personal message of congratulation from the Emperor, and more ships on the way. Oh. What's wrong, traitor?
Nothing.
The news would seem to disturb you. Now, surely you have no sudden birth of interest in the Foundation?
No.
There are strange points about you. You were caught easily. You surrendered at first blow with a burned-out shield. You're quite ready to desert your world, and that without a price. It's very interesting, all this, isn't it?
I crave to be on the winning side. You called me a sensible man.
Granted! But no traitor has been captured since. Are you the only sensible man? You neither fight nor flee, but turn traitor without urging. You are unique, amazingly unique. In fact, suspiciously unique.
I take your meaning, but you have nothing on me. I've been here 6 months now, and I've been a good force.
There you have, and I have repaid you by good treatment. I have left your ship undisturbed and treated you with every consideration, yet you fall short. Freely offered information, for instance, on your gadgets might have been more helpful.
I'm only a trader, not a technician. I sell the stuff, I don't make it.
Well, there, we shall find out. It is what I came here for. I brought with me this psychic probe. It failed before. Contact the enemy is a liberal education. You
trader, will remove your wristband. Thank you. Yes, what is it?
A communication for you, General.
Very well, send. You too, Patrician. Thank you. I am not vindictive, but I shall judge the fate of your family by the results of the psychic probe. But first, this communication. Excuse me.
Grab his blaster! No! Out, Stevens! Quickly!
Where to now?
Your ship, where else?
Well, how are we going to find it in this maze?
Ask, of course. There's a sergeant. No words, please, sergeant. I'll have to use this.
What the... A blaster. That's the general's blaster. You've killed the general!
Ah! I'm sorry, sergeant.
Come on, Barr. Let's get to the ship and we'll see if they've got one to match my speed.
Lost them?
Yes. Long ago. They couldn't have followed us. They haven't got the power. I don't know what they've done to the ship, though. Some of the gaps are out of alignment.
I take it you're trying to get to the foundation?
Yes. But I'm having to use directional control at the moment. Still, I have been in touch with the association briefly.
Association?
The Association of Independent Traders. What Rios said was true.
About the offer of tribute.
They offered it and had it refused. Things are bad. They've been fighting large ships previously never encountered, which means that Rios wasn't spinning as a yarn. He has received more ships. Broderick has switched sides, and I've miscalculated the whole thing.
So much for improvisations, then. We can't cut through the Imperial lines and return to the Foundation. We can do nothing but wait patiently.
Wait? You're still satisfied to wait, even with the Imperial Navy where it is?
I would wait in perfect confidence, even if they'd landed upon the planet Terminus itself.
It can't work like that. They're strong and we're weak. What can Seldon do about it?
There's nothing to do. It's already done.
Maybe. But I wish you'd finished off Rios.
Have Broderick take command with also Wenna, his hostage? No, let Rios live.
But 6 months in the enemy base with nothing to show for it.
Well, now, wait. What about this? The message capsule Rios received. Does that count as something?
I don't know. It depends what's in it.
What are you doing?
Opening it.
Can you, without Rios' personal characteristics?
Well, if I can't, I'll resign from the association. A capsule's a crude job, anyway. You ever see a Foundation capsule? Half the size and impervious to electronic analysis. Got it? It's from Broderick. Message medium's permanent. In a Foundation capsule, the message would be oxidized to gas within a minute.
What does it say?
From Amel Broderick to General Bel Rios. I greet you. Planet 1220 no longer resists. Plans of offense as outlined continue smoothly. The enemy weakens visibly and the ultimate ends will surely be gained.
It says nothing. Now Broderick's playing a general, the empty-headed peacock.
Look, wait a minute, hold on.
Throw it away.
Now, will you hold on? Now, what does he mean by ultimate ends in view?
The conquest of the Foundation.
Now, we know that. But does the Emperor?
What do you mean?
I'll show you. Now, there's no one in the Empire who can open this capsule without knowledge of the personal characteristics of Rios.
No.
Well, the Emperor can open it, can't he? Personal characteristics of government officials must be on file.
I should imagine, sir.
Then when you,
A Suenian patrician and a peer of the realm tell the Emperor that Brodrig and Rios are planning to depose him and hand him this capsule as evidence. What will he think Brodrig's ultimate ends are?
What shall we do first?
Do you know how many people want to see the Emperor every day? About 1 million. Do you know how many he sees? About 10. I'd have to work through the civil service, and that makes it even harder, but we can't afford the aristocracy.
We have almost 100,000 credits.
A single peer of the realm would cost us that. It would take at least 3 to form a bridge to the Emperor. It may take 50 supervisors and commissioners to do the same, but they would only cost us 100 apiece. I'll do the talking. You don't know the etiquette of imperial bribery. But it's going to take time.
Well, how long?
A month, if we're lucky.
A month?
Finding the Emperor doesn't take it into his head to go to the summer planets, where he sees no petitioners at all.
The Foundation?
The Foundation will take care of itself.
But the Emperor is indisposed, gentlemen. It is useless to take the matter to my superior. His Imperial Majesty has seen no one in a week.
He will see us. It is only a matter of seeing some member of the Privy Council.
Impossible. Been more than my job's worth. I'm willing to help, you understand, but naturally I want something less vague. Something I can present to my superior.
If my business could be told to any but the highest, it would scarcely be important enough to rate an audience with His Imperial Majesty. I propose that you take a chance.
That's all very well, but...
Naturally such a risk should have its compensation.
We have already been greatly obliged by your kindness, but if you would allow us to express our gratitude in advance...
Backed by the Privy Secretary, eh? Good money.
I'm happy that it's satisfactory. To return to the subject...
No. We know more about you than you think. Is it not true that you have recently been the guests of General Rios? Is it not true that you have escaped from the midst of his army with, to put it mildly, astonishing ease? Is it not true that you possess a small fortune in notes backed by Lord Broderick's estate? In short, is it not true that you are a pair of spies?
I deny the right of a petty commissioner to accuse us of crimes. We shall leave.
You will not leave. I am no commissioner. I am a lieutenant of the Imperial Police, and you are under arrest.
Police? I'm afraid I have no choice, Lieutenant.
Quick! To the ship!
Can you get away from them?
Just watch me. There's not an Imperial ship that could follow me anywhere. But there's nowhere left for us to run. And we can't fight the whole Empire. What's there to do? What can anyone do?
No one has to do anything. Have a look at this news sheet. It's all over.
Recalled and arrested? Brodrig and Rios? Why?
Doesn't say, but what does it matter? The war with the Foundation is over and Siwena is up in revolt. We'll get the full details in one of the provinces later. And now, if you don't mind, I'll get some sleep.
Devers, I must congratulate you. Your mission succeeded beyond my wildest dreams.
Thank you, Forel. But it wasn't my doing. It is Lord Barr here you have to thank.
Not true, Devers. I did nothing at all. It was inevitable from the first.
But you went to Trantor?
Yes, sir, we did.
Well, surely that must have been the reason for Rio's recall.
But we never saw the Emperor. The reports we picked up on our way back concerning the trial showed it to be the purest frame-up.
Rios was accused of being tied up with subversive elements at the Imperial Court.
And he was innocent?
Heavens, yes. Broderick was a traitor in principle. But even he was over guilty of the specific charges brought against him. It was a judicial farce, but a necessary, inevitable, predictable one.
You are not clear, Lord Barr.
Well, you see, sir, you and Devers had the idea that beating the Empire meant prying apart the Emperor and his general. You tried bribery and lies, you appealed to ambition and fear, but you got nothing for your pains. And all through this threshing up of tiny ripples, the Seldon wave continued onward, quietly but quite irresistibly. The dead hand of Harry Seldon was guiding all of us. He knew that a man like Rios would have to fail, since it was his very success that brought failure.
I can't say that you're getting any clearer.
Just look at the situation. A weak general could never have endangered us, obviously. A strong general during the reign of a weak emperor would never have endangered us either, for he would have turned inwards towards a much more fruitful target. So it's only the combination of strong emperor and strong general that can harm the foundation. For a strong emperor cannot be dethroned easily, and a strong general is forced to turn outwards, beyond the frontiers.
I see.
But what keeps the emperor strong? It's because he permits no strong subjects. Rios won victory, so the emperor became suspicious. Why did Rios refuse a bribe? Why did his most trusted courtier suddenly favor Rios? Very suspicious. So, he was recalled, accused, condemned, and murdered. The Foundation wins again. There is not a conceivable combination of events that does not result in the Foundation winning. It was inevitable, whatever Rios did and whatever we did.
You haven't proved your point yet. What if the Emperor and the General had been the same person?
I can't prove anything. I haven't mathematics, but I appeal to your reason. What would happen to even a strong Emperor who preoccupied himself with wars at the extreme end of the galaxy? How long would he have to remain away from the capital before somebody raised the standard of civil war and forced him home?
Ah.
I once told Rios that not all the strength of the Empire could sway the dead hand of Harry Seldon.
Then the Empire can never threaten us again.
That's how it seems to me.
Then there are no more enemies.
There's the second foundation.
At the other end of the galaxy, not for centuries.
Perhaps there are internal enemies.
Are there? Who, for instance?
People, for instance, who might like to spread the wealth a bit and keep it from concentrating too much out of the hands of those that work for it. See what I mean?